Amen. First Peter, amen, my brothers and sisters, chapter 8, chapter 5, and verse 8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Amen. I want to talk about today, if y'all just give me a few minutes, avoiding Satan's snares. Avoiding Satan's snares, amen. Avoiding Satan's snares. Amen. My brothers and sisters, this collection of writing was written by none other than the Apostle Peter. Amen. He was in Rome when this letter was written. We believe that this was probably toward the end of Peter's life. So he's leaving a lasting message with the people of God. Amen. Here to help them out in a time where Christians were being persecuted. Christians were being killed. And then First Peter, it basically encourages Christians to maintain a life of holiness in the midst of pressures that is created by non-Christians. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Amen. You know, we talk about being pilgrims walking through this barren land. Amen. The same thing that's going on today was going on then, even worse. Amen. How many of you have been challenged on your Christianity lately? Amen. How have you been pushed? Y'all remember the song we used to listen to, "Don't push me because I'm close to the edge"? Some of us are struggling with this Christian thing. Amen. Some of us are right here on the edge, and folks just keep on pushing. But Peter has the word to encourage. Amen. The believer. I want to encourage the believer today. Is that all right? Amen. He first believes that we must understand that we have experienced salvation that God has promised through his prophets and through the angels and even through Jesus Christ himself, my brother. So we have to believe, number one, in our salvation. Amen? Amen. And I'm talking about avoiding Satan's snares. All right. I feel much better, man. I know I ain't on jeans, so I had to put on a jacket not to mess somebody up. Preacher ain't supposed to have on jeans and a shirt untucked. I'm sagging a little bit too. I don't wear no tight jeans. Can we talk a little bit this morning? Avoiding Satan's snares. My son, He hunts hogs, wild hogs. Anybody know about people that hunt wild hogs? Well, one time I went out with him, it's been a few years ago, and he set out something that's called snares. And I'd never seen it before, but there's these little metal, circles with the deer. I wish I had one of them. But when the hogs go through the brush or whatever, they get their necks stuck in them, and it'll bind them up, so when they move, it gets tighter and tighter. Doesn't it seem like sometimes we get ourselves caught up in stuff? And the more the pig moves, the tighter the snare gets. I know I'm in your neighborhood this morning. Somebody call the snare right now. Right? Satan's snares. Y'all know I like to have you feel good, sermon, but the Lord, he said this to do this today, all right? So don't get mad at me. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That's some good stuff. Let me flip this right quick. I looked at a commentary. This is not mine. I got this out of commentary. Let me share this with y'all. It says, this scripture basically says, listen up, be self-controlled and alert. Christians should be constantly alert because the enemy, the devil, is always actively seeking an opportunity for a vicious attack. Don't y'all know that we are fighting against a devil that is always plotting a vicious attack on us, the believer? Amen? You know what? The people in the world fight, but you know what? There's a fight going on with the children of God also. There's a spiritual warfare going on. Amen? Come on, y'all. Y'all roll with me this morning. And he's actually seeking the opportunity for a vicious attack. So this verse could also be, watch this, It could also be an illusion of the horrors of the Neroian persecution in Roman Colosseum. Have any of y'all seen the movie Gladiator? Y'all know where they went into the Colosseum in Rome? Where they go into the Colosseum and there was always some fighting going on and people getting killed, they would take slaves in there. But also in that same Colosseum that we see in that movie, they would also throw Christians into the Colosseum in Rome. Are y'all with me? And then they would let the lions loose and the lions would devour the Christians. This is a picture of what Satan's trying to do to all of us. He's trying to kill. We all out here in the middle of the arena, folks watching. And then he let the lions loose on us. Amen? Turn that heat off. We got a battle going on. I think the air is on one side and the heat's on the other. This not going to work out. Amen. So Satan desires to do to us spiritually what went on in that Colosseum physically. He's always on his job. So how, my brothers and sisters, do we avoid Satan's snare? Good question. There's your answer, Stanis. She just gave it that look like, how do you do it, Pastor? We have to be watchful, my brothers and sisters. We have to be watchful of Satan, you know, and realize that he's dangerous. Y'all know the devil is real. Some of us act like he ain't real. That's why some of us doing the stuff we doing. Because he all over us. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Didn't get any advantage. Okay, let me tell you about how Satan is. Let's tell you how. Check this out. A few weeks ago, there was a guy that came out and worked on electricity over here. And I'm just standing back in awe because he's dealing with electricity. He had a screwdriver all up in the box over there. He said, electricity is some powerful stuff. If I touch the wrong thing, it's on. It's over. He said, but what you have to do with electricity is you got to respect it. I'm sorry, y'all, but you know what we have to do? We have to respect the power that Satan has. Amen? Because if you don't, you'll be caught up in some stuff. Woo! See, the electricity grabbing and it won't let you loose. Hallelujah, somebody. Y'all don't want to hear that one either. I thought that was going to be a good one. So, what we have to do? We have to recognize Satan for who he is. Y'all know he's a great pretender. He's a perpetrator. And then he really ain't nothing. We got to respect him because we'll get caught up with him. But you know what? He's a pretender. He's trying to be something he's really not. If y'all notice something about a snake, he's always called, he's referred to in the Bible as a serpent. You know what a snake can do? How do y'all know? Have y'all seen a copperhead in leaves? He was hard to see, wasn't he? See, Satan show up, and he'll look just like everything else and everybody else, and he'll camouflage himself. That's why we got to be watchful, my brothers and sisters, because he's seeking whom he may devour. How does he devour? Because we're not paying attention a lot of times. Playing in the league. Jumping in the league. Woo! Y'all played the league before?
Oh, I'm not the one from the country, all right. All right.
Y'all ready? You got a pen and paper? You might want to take notes right quick. Give me 15 minutes. 15 minutes. What y'all been listening to? It's 15 minutes. Johnny just fell out. You know, they're saying, feed me till I walk over. What you know about Jamie Foxx in 15 minutes? My brothers and sisters, in order for us, amen, to avoid Satan's snares, the first thing that we must do, y'all gonna roll with me this morning? It is don't stray. Don't stray. Somebody turn to Psalms 119:67, and somebody should have this highlighted because we talked about it just a few weeks ago. Psalms Psalm 119. And 67 says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I have kept thy word. Ain't that good stuff? See, Christians sometimes neglect their prayer life and they fail to study God's word, and they should. When they do this, my brothers and sisters, we begin to stray. When we neglect our Christian life, when we neglect our prayer life, but we neglect our spiritual CD. Amen. We got to read the word of God in order to get it in us. You know how you start liking that girl back when you was in junior high? How many of y'all, she used to write you, she wrote you a letter, and you, how many of y'all read it more than one time? Candy used to write them letters back in high school. See, we was going together way back up with black boys and white girls talking to each other. That was common in Rochester. See, y'all know they put us in the office. We're not going to have this in Rochester. Yeah, we should have got some money out there. I should have come here. Mommy, what? You was on the school board, that's right. We should have got paid. Can you remember that? We're just not ready for this. Woo! Boy, this is going to be on the website. Sorry, Robson. Y'all know what y'all did. But when we fail to study our word, my brothers and sisters, we'll begin to stray. Y'all know what? Let me listen to the wrong kind of music in my car. Y'all know I talk about this all the time. When I used to be real weak, see, I couldn't listen to certain stuff. Amen? Some of y'all think you need to quit listening to Rick Ross, but every time you listen to him, you want to go say no.
Amen.
Some of y'all listen to cheating in the next room. You can't listen to that every time you hear it. You want cheating in the next room. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. Some of them blues, I listened to a blues song the other day. Albert King said, I'm going to whoop it everywhere but under the toenails. Don't stray. If you know you have a problem putting your hands on a woman, don't listen to Albert King. She said, I'm going to put it everywhere but under the toenails. My God. Johnny, don't listen to Albert. You cussing, okay, you can cussing, let's do this, brother. You know? I said, boy, I hope abusive husband, anybody struggle with that, don't listen to blues. It mess you up. Amen? I'm just trying to help somebody. Don't struggle. Some lack the courage to say no to non-Christians. Some of our homeboys, young men, some of our homeboys, y'all, we got to, ain't it hard? Y'all, I'm a grown man. I'm getting the old great stuff coming out of my beard. Y'all still some fellas. You know, and I really can't kick it with, you know, because, you know, you get more than three of us together, then instinct kicks back in. I start walking different. It takes you back. Thank you, Brie. He helped me out. I'm telling you. You know, that's what I say. I thank God for these guys because we all grew up together, and I'm glad we all changed at the same time. Well, we just get into some stuff. You know, you're not dealing with a perfect pastor, y'all. And that's why I can talk like I talk, because I've been through some stuff. I ain't been in trouble. Some of y'all have done way less than I have been in trouble, been in jail, all kind of stuff. God just had favor over my life. So I got to thank God for my walk, for my path that he brought me through. But don't stray, all right? What we need to do is guard our devotional life diligently. And not straying, my brothers and sisters, if we continue to keep God in our lives, amen, if we continue to keep God a part of our program, amen, then it helps us out in the long run. How many of y'all, there's certain things in your relationship that you do? How many of y'all have a wife that likes you to go out to the movies and that, stuff like that? Or she likes you to go out to eat in our favorite restaurant or whatever? Every once in a while, don't you do that even when you don't want to go? Even when you don't want to do it? Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, you got to pray when you don't want to pray to God, your devotional life. Sometimes you gotta get up and go to church even when you don't wanna go. To go into a devotional life, so what? So you don't stray. We come here to do what? Encourage one another. Amen. To exhort one another. We don't come here to put each other down. Amen. We have to create an atmosphere of love. Don't stray. Forsake not the assembly of yourself together with other believers. Make sure you're in the church with other believers. My folks are just, they ain't right. Dude, did you see her stay? So what? If you were you folks to beat, you ain't looking anyway. And if you're a boy and she's a girl and she look nice, I'd rather you look at her than look at him. Hey, I'm sorry. You didn't bring no visitors today, so that. Oh, don't stray, my brothers and sisters. Write this down. Don't. Watch this. In order to avoid Satan's snares, don't strut. Don't strut. Y'all know what it is. Quit all that strutting. What kind of Bible you got? Don't make all that noise. Okay. Somebody turn to book of Proverbs, and y'all can probably quote this right with me. Proverbs 16:18. Somebody read that for me when you find it. Don't strut. How many of y'all know people walk around like they all that in a bag of chips? And then what happens? Somebody read it. Y'all see that? Pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Woo! I'm going to continue this next week. Let y'all know. Y'all finish it? All right. Pride goeth before destruction. Y'all think about just looking down at those and everybody. And then you wait a few months, and they down and out. God put a cover off of them. Y'all let me start acting like I'm all that just because y'all show up to church every Sunday. We'll be looking just like every other church with 4 or 5 people in it. Amen? You pride, my brothers and sisters, that's something that, you know, y'all ever seen those guys that you grew up with in high school and they look good and they're very athletic and they beat up kids in the bathroom, cut off the lights, and they just get beat up? And they look good and they all that when they're young. And then when they get older, you go back to your school reunion. They big and fat. All messed up. They divorced 3 or 4 times. Be careful about being prideful, my brother, because it comes back. When it says pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Watch looking down on folk. Don't strut, because see, that's what Satan uses. When you think you know it all, when you think you got it all, that's when he comes to them. Now watch this. That's why, you know, that's why I'm real careful about, you know, how y'all treat me. And you be careful about what you say about me. Don't be around bragging. Oh, my pastor, yeah. All right. Y'all put me in some stuff just because y'all like talking about it. Y'all just say, come on to the OC, see what we do. Don't be talking about what Pastor McGuire is and what Pastor because see, y'all, I'm human. Then I get to hear all that stuff. Then before I know it, yes, Doc, you know. God is just so awesome. He's just blessing the Lord's chapel right now. My armor bearers can't carry my stuff, son. That's why when we go places, y'all eat before I eat. Amen. That's why if y'all eat on paper, I eat on paper. Amen. I don't do no pride come before. And you got to watch because Satan put all kinds of things in front of you to make you get the big head. I had a lot of stuff I was going to say about that, but I better leave that alone. But y'all know some Christians lack humility. Some of us in here have stopped going to churches because of the way we were treated. Because we got some super Christians. They so holy and you so unholy. Amen? You know, just because some folks can't be ready for a preacher dressed like me. You think God gonna, when, you think when Jesus show up, he gonna ask me what kind of suit? Well, you ain't got on the right dress code. He don't care about all that. But we be flipping out, tripping out over that stuff. Don't strut. Jesus was an example, my brother, too, because he was humble. He declared that he could do nothing by himself. He depended on the Father. He pleased his Father. Look at John chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. It said, then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, watch this, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things, and he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Jesus said, I do nothing on my own account, but I do what the Father commands me to do. Amen? So we avoid Satan's snares by doing those things that are pleasing to God and by giving him first place in our lives. James 4:10 says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will do what? Lift you up. Let God lift you. Don't let folks lift you. Don't strut. What little wife is it? Sounding like my daddy. All right, Lil Wayne. I hope it work out. You got a lot of money now. Y'all saw a deal on TV the other night. Lil Wayne gave this girl a stack of money. Did anybody see that? He couldn't even hold it in his hand. Hold it, folks. And I ain't dogging Lil Wayne out, but he better get some God in it. And then he's in a prison. But I told before, before a fall. So I'm just really praying for that brother. Amen. He on top right now. Would y'all agree? Be careful though. Some of us want to be like Lil Wayne. But you know what? We need to want to be like Jesus. Because the Bible says, my Father owns cattle on what? 1,000 hills. Forget young money. I don't know where that's not in the sermon. Number three, my brothers and sisters, in order to avoid Satan's snares, don't stop. Don't stop, Johnny. Keep on saying, feed me. He's going to keep feeding me. Don't stop. Y'all remember, all y'all used to like that. Can I do it? She said, go ahead. Y'all remember Keith Sweat. Don't stop the love. All y'all used to jam that. I need it right now. Don't stop the love. That's all we ought to be with God. Don't stop. Can't stop. Won't stop. Woo! Romans 12:21 says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Woo! That's a good one, coach. You don't hear that? Don't stop. Be not overcome of evil. Y'all know what? Evil. Be not overcome of evil, but what? Overcome evil with good. So you know what? When evil show up, we can overcome it. You got it. The morals of our world are all time low, my brother said. Watch the news. Y'all see all the stuff that's going on? Folks killing each other. Amen. Molesting kids. Shooting people for no apparent reason. The morals of this world are at an all-time low, just as they were in this particular time that we're talking about in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. There was a lot of crazy things going on, and guess who were the victims of those things? The Christian people. How many of y'all been lied to in the church? I ain't gonna look. How many of y'all been talked about in the church? How many of y'all been misunderstood in the church? I'm leaving that alone. All right, how many hands went up? John, okay, John, let's do it. But this is the problem, my brother. What we say here, don't stop. I tell people, they come in my office on probation, I say, don't get weary of well doing. My brothers and sisters, don't stop. Don't get tired of doing the right thing. Amen. Pussy, don't get tired of doing the right thing with your wares.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Brown, don't get tired of doing the right thing with that church checkbook. Amen. Listen, Pastor McGuire, don't get tired of doing the right thing at the OC. See, a lot of people have relaxed their moral standards because they are spiritually slack.
Y'all know the spiritually slack folks? The folks that come to church sometimes, and then when things go wrong, they don't come no more, then they're trying to get it together. And there's no good spirits. Don't stop. Keep coming. Amen? It's part of a program, my brothers and sisters. You only get stronger. Amen. What man grows? Y'all know I say this all the time. Who grows? The one you feed. Amen? The one you feed is the one that grows. And the one that you don't feed, you start to get skinny, small, little, malnourished. Amen. So guess what I do? I still got the physical, the flesh, man. I still got that dude that's off the chain. Believe me, he still is. Who wants to have to say that? but I still have that fleshly side, but it's still here, all right? That's why every once in a while I mess up. But you know what? That spiritual side, John, that's why I'm in the book. Amen. That's why I'm listening to the Christian CD. And I'm starving. I'm starving Shane. What none of y'all do? S-H-A-N. Woo! I have some other names too, but I can't even say them at church. That it was so tough. That's why when I tell some people that I went to college with, when they look on my Facebook or they see our website, they say, "Pastor, why? Wow." But you know what? Growing up in college, my name was Reverend. My nickname was Reverend. So a lot of my friends, they. You know, they're not surprised that I'm a preacher, because man, you always went to church, even though we go out to the club or whatever, you'd always get up and go to church, man. That was always the thing about you. But they said, man, you was full of the devil. So y'all know my nickname. Let me tell y'all my nickname. That's way too personal. Kenny, you think it's all right? Reverend B.S. I ain't gonna say, ain't that sad? But God is able, but I didn't stop. Y'all got me. One of my homeboys said, I don't know why you go to church on time. You off the chain. I don't know why I go either, but something just keep on pulling there. Something just kept on pulling. Something just kept on pulling. Throw down to that church, boy. Even if you're still in your toilet bowl, get on down to the church. Look at me now. Look at me now. Hallelujah, somebody. Can I close this thing out? My brothers and sisters, finally, number four, don't stop. Don't stop. Y'all with me? Don't stop. Don't stop. Matthew 10:22 says, but he that endureth to the end, shall be saved. My brothers and sisters, some have made a good start, but have come to a bad stop in their Christian life. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Satan attracts, he distracts, and he attacks through his cunning ways. I want to help somebody this morning to avoid Satan's snares. And then finally, and most importantly, I just want to tell you, don't stop. Just keep on moving into the direction of the Lord. All you have to do is focus on the cross. Ain't God all right? My brothers and sisters, y'all remember the movie? Both the guys said, when the little woman told, the little girl said, go to the light. Get up, man. We got to keep on going to the light. Don't stop, my brothers and sisters. No problem is too difficult. No trial is too severe. No burden is too heavy for the Christian. Because God's help and grace are sufficient. Do I have anybody here that can testify? Amen. If you were in a situation in life Amen. When you had to just call out on him. And when you call out on the Lord, he answered. Hey, God, all right? To you, I try not to get too excited about it, but when I thought about God and Satan standing, my brothers and sisters, and these instructions that he gave me, my brothers and sisters, amen, it just makes me excited this morning. And me and my brothers and sisters, I want you to know that God is more than a match for Satan. And we are more than conquerors through him. And God, all right. And somebody shout hallelujah for me this morning. Can I go over and go to church just for a minute?